I have some relatives and friends who are engineers. They do their work strictly on engineering principles. There is no guesswork in it. People's lives depend on some of their work. The building must stand. The bridge shall not fall underneath the load of traffic for which it was designed. The airplane must stay in the air and perform as it was designed to do. All of these things go by strict principles and the laws of physics. Jesus gave us a set of principles by which we may engineer a good life, a life that's pleasing to God. It is in the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. Primary in the Sermon on the Mount is to love God supremely and love others sincerely, even to love our enemies. But there are a lot of things in that, and you can read it for yourself. Possibly, if you could find time today, those 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew again and again and again. This is what Jesus said about these principles for engineering a good life. Matthew, 7th chapter, the 24th verse. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does not do them shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. You see, Jesus told us how to build a life that could withstand the storms of life, that could endure through the good times and the bad times. It's a house built on the principles of Jesus Christ and founded upon the rock of grace. And that life will not fail in this life or in the life to come. Let's pray. Oh, Father, when I read the Sermon on the Mount and I hear that sermon, I tremble because of the very high standard that it sets for me. So I depend on the Holy Spirit. I depend on your grace in my life to help me to live up to that. And when I fall short, your grace and your mercy is there, helping me always to improve and to do better. I pray that you would help me, O Lord, that I might found my life upon the words of Jesus Christ, upon his principles, his commands, upon his grace and the example of his life. I pray, O Lord God, that you would be with me today. May that happen in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.